Lindy, obviously last night you guys were able to name Rasmus the captain. Haven't been here that long, but what have you learned about him? And why is he captain material in your mind?
Well, in my eyes, his actions speak volumes. The way he plays, the way he practices, the way he prepares, and the respect he has from his teammates. So all those qualities are something that's very important if, you know, you're really going to be the leader of the club.
I know you had kind of, Kevin Adams had kind of talked that this was something that you guys had discussed over the summer, that you kind of wanted to name one coming into the season. Was it something throughout the preseason that Rasmus had done to kind of earn that, or was it someone you kind of had in mind as you came in?
Discussions with, you know, with Kevin, you know, our management crew, you know, their thoughts. They asked me what I thought about naming a captain, if we should have a captain, and I felt we should. I think the consensus was that it'd be good for the team. I think this group is, you know, is the right age. We've got a big group of guys right around the age that they can push each other. They've been together with each other now for, you know, a number of years, and it just seemed right.
I guess what was the process for selecting Rasmus? I know Lightning talked about having a team vote. And how was the announcement made? How did you find out?
We had a dinner last night, and I announced, Kevin had given a speech, and I announced Raz as the captain, and we just had a little get-together, almost like a team meal night before a game, and we had the jerseys ready. We presented them with the jerseys and gave a little speech and had a nice dinner and get ready to play a hockey game.
Coach, at the Global Series last year, that was in November, Sheldon Keefe mentioned that he didn't like the date because it interrupted their season. As this these games are scheduled ahead of your season, is there an opportunity for you as a coach to use that more as it would be in the season?
I think it's something that the league does now. I think you've got to embrace the opportunity to be involved. I think with the number of European players and, you know, particularly we've got J.J. Paterka on our team, I think it's a great opportunity. You can always look at a negative or you can look at the positive, that you get to get over here, you get to be with your group, you get to spend a lot of time together. Everybody's in a hotel together. We can have some great practices, some team meals, and it is actually an opportunity for everybody to really bond.
Left side of the back.
Coach, yesterday you mentioned the old German generation in NHL, Hecht, Uwe Krupp, also I think Christian Ehrhoff was your player.
Yeah.
What would you say, what is the difference to the new generation? What's new with the Paterkas, the Dreisaitls, the Siders?
Well, I think I don't want to disrespect my players I've had, but the, you know, the talent, you're talking a Dreisaitl and a Paterka, the talent, offensive talent, and what Dreisaitl has done in this league is incredible, and what JJ really in his last year was able to accomplish, and, you know, should be able to grow off of that. So the talent has grown, and I think it's great for a country.
Lindy, first time on that ice, what did you think of the whole look, the boards, the, you know, the ice, the atmosphere there, that, you know, like just around the arena?
I thought everything was awesome. I thought the ice was actually better than I expected because, you know, it's been covered up for a little while while they were getting, you know, the building ready. So no complaints. The boards are lively. You know, I think one thing you notice is if a puck gets in the air with, you know, black seats, you lose sight of the puck when it probably gets above board level. But I think with people sitting in the stands, that pretty well takes care of that. So, like I said yesterday, it's a tremendous facility, and the ice was good, and it should make for a heck of a game tonight.
Just one more on Rasmus. He's now the youngest captain in the NHL. Do you have any kind of advice to give him, not just as his coach, but as someone who is a former Sabres captain yourself? Does he even need the advice?
Really, the only advice is just be yourself, and that is the most important thing. Just be yourself. Be what got you here. be the person you are, and the people around you have to help lead. If we don't have leadership really everywhere, I know the saying is it's nowhere, and I think we need everybody to help and be good leaders.
Last question, next side.
Just out of curiosity, if you could select a venue or a city for a Global Series game, what would that be?
I think here.
Matthews
had yeah. I think here. That's a good place. Yeah. Unbelievable building. Great city. So right now it's my favorite.